Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. I have two short stories to share with you before I start my homily this morning. The first is a lesson in obedience. When I was in formation to be a deacon, our program in Denver was 4 years. And one of the things they said to us as we prepared for Mass was always, always to keep the wine covered. And they had a cloth that was appropriate to doing that. We had a wider mouth pitcher that we did because there were a lot of us candidates and our wives. And one Sunday morning when we were there for spiritual formation, I was a side assistant. We were altar servers until ordination. And I went over to get the wine and the water to bring them over to the altar for the celebrant, or the deacon at that time, to pour. There was a deacon there. And there was a fly floating on the top of the wine. We quickly went and got another flagon of wine, and that was a lesson in obedience because I had forgot to put the cover on the top of the wine. The other story is really what I wanted to share with you. One of the things they said to us during the last couple years of formation was always, always be prepared to do the homily. You never know when something may happen. And about 5 minutes after 10 this morning, when I was ready to jump in the shower, the phone rang. It was Deacon Jesse who said, "Father has got a little bit of a cold and he wants you to preach this morning." Well, I knew roughly what the readings were, but I had not prayed over them. I had not studied them. And so, minus the shower, I spent some moments preparing my thoughts this morning. Today, the solemnity, the solemn feast of the Epiphany, in the beauty of our liturgy, Isaiah foretold of this day when he said, "Upon you, upon your land, the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory." Over you, just like a star shining radiantly to lead the wise men to the Christ child. And I was stopped for a moment of prayer before Mass this morning, and I was looking at how beautiful they look, bringing their riches to the Christ child. Paul said in our second reading this morning, "It has now been revealed to the holy apostles and the prophets by the Spirit that the Gentiles, you and I, are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." That's why we're here this morning. And then the completion of the teaching in the gospel, the sharing found of the wise men, be they astrologers or men who could divine things through signs and symbols, wise men set out to find this Christ, the promise of generations upon generations of those who waited for his coming. In this homily today, I think we could reflect on the timeliness, the lessons of these readings for us today. Seated here as you are, some of you who may have attended thousands upon thousands of masses over your lifetime, have you ever set out purposely, consciously, to find the Christ child in your life? Have you searched diligently for him? Have you found him? Or is your time in the pews simply time, a sort of practice of what you've done, but which has perhaps only symbolic meaning, perhaps little meaning? That would be so sad. One of the instructions in the Bible tells us to always give an account, be prepared to give an account for the faith, the hope that you have in you. And I'm going to suggest this morning, I'm going to offer today that one of the best Epiphany gifts that you could give the newborn Christ child is that you spend a little amount of time preparing an account, a list of reasons for the Catholic faith that you have within you. So if you've made New Year's resolutions, maybe broken them already, if you haven't maybe even believed in New Year's resolutions, maybe the gift that you could give Christ is to prepare a list that you can present to him. Jesus, this is why I'm your follower. Jesus, this is the reason I'm a Catholic. I have been rebuilding my office at home after painting and carpeting. The work is not done yet, but I've bought some new plastic storage containers with a great eye to how it could look if I ever get it done. And one of the plastic drawers has 3x5 cards. And I'm going to propose to you today to look for some 3x5 cards. Pull out 5 or 10 and write down a cover card that says, "Reasons for the hope that is within me." Card number 2, perhaps you might write something like, "My faith was a gift that I received from my parents. It was important to them and to their parents. I honor that gift. I may not have embraced the gift as fully as I should have, but my first card is, I honor the gift of faith." Card number 3. Christ Jesus wouldn't have left us abandoned. He gave us the church. And so this 3x5 card would say, "The gift of the church." And then put a few facts down. Christ handed it over to broken men, but they made it a worldwide implementation of his will and wishes. I have an obligation to do the same. Take the time, make up a list of the reasons why you have hope, why you have faith, and then bring them to the Christ child in the manger and tell him, "Jesus, these are my gifts, and I return them to you in thanksgiving and in love and in honor to you. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh found on your 3x5 cards. Blessings.